with State Representative Phil Kavanaugh. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Tony?
I am doing well.
Well, you've had a weekend to somewhat digest the governor's budget proposal after having several cups of coffee to think about it. What's your response?
Trying to make lost ground in election year. I think that a lot, you know, higher education, spending more on corrections than we do higher education, trying to bring back some of the cuts, draconian cuts that were made last year. You know, I support putting more money in to create jobs, I was against the entire tax shift last year. We'll see how it pans out. I don't think it'll be as easy as it was last year because everybody has to face an election this year.
We recently found some information online. We Googled it. Were there any states that spent more money on education than corrections? And there wasn't any. So why should Michigan be different?
I was told, well, I heard a stat that we were only one of five that spend more on corrections than higher education. And I think as a society, we should change that emphasis.
Well, when looking at the education portion of the budget, we get a 1% increase. Everyone thinks that's not enough, no matter what side of the aisle that you're on. The question is, where can you find more funding for education, especially pre-K, and how can you continue to make Michigan a prosperous place for business? Can we do both?
I think the school aid fund is, you know, K through 12. I think higher education needs to be funded out of general fund. I thought that last year, combining them was a bad precedent. I think you could start there and just make it a priority.
But, you know, Representative, people always say, yes, we need more money, but I can't seem to get any definitive answers where. Where can we get the money?
Well, you can go with the old greater efficiencies and that kind of thing, but, my father taught me that you judge the character of somebody by looking at their calendar and looking at their checkbook, what they spend their time on and what they spend their money on. And if we're serious about an educated workforce, then I think that that's just where you start, and everything else is ancillary.
Yeah, but still, I'm trying to find someone to answer the question, where can we find the money to do this?
Well, we were presented the budget last week. Give me a couple of weeks instead of just a weekend and a couple cups of coffee, and I will come back, and I will make concrete suggestions. Because I believe it's there.
Now, something that you've been working on is a big concern for a lot of folks. You recently introduced legislation that would require people who buy tax foreclosed properties to pay their taxes on time or risk losing that property. Talk about this.
Well, a problem that I see specifically in Wayne County, but I'm sure it affects other counties, is tax foreclosed properties. And in Wayne County, specifically Detroit, there was 26,000 properties that went to the auction last year. A lot of people have figured out, because auctions have been happening for about 10 years, that they can buy a cheap property and wait around to see if it's going to go up in value or if someone else is interested, but just not pay their property taxes at all. And if it reverts back to the county 3-4 years later, so be it. It's not much out of pocket. My bill would simply say that you have to pay your taxes in each of the first 3 years. And if it reverts back to the county for tax collection, because it goes from a municipality on February 28th, and if you haven't paid your taxes, you have to drive down to the county office on March 1st. If that happens, then it triggers a reverter clause that the property will go back to the county. I see this as a measure, for one, to stop speculators so that they know that if they purchase a piece of property, they're going to have to keep the taxes up. But but also as a responsibility clause. You know, if somebody buys a $500 home, they have to realize that they're going to have to keep the taxes up also, instead of waiting around to the third year, and then it's a huge amount of money, and they really don't know how to get from underneath it.
State Representative Phil Cavanaugh represents the Redford Township area. State Rep, before I let you go, just wanted to get your take on what's been happening in the city of Detroit. It looks like they found some compromise with the unions in their efforts to try and get that that budget taken care of. Do you think that they're still going to require an emergency financial manager, and would you support that?
I do not believe that we really know the answer to that. I haven't heard the treasurer speak out on whether this is enough, and I wasn't sure whether concessions alone would be enough. So that's an open question. I've always thought there would be a consent decree and not an emergency financial manager, but I guess we'll see pretty soon.
We've been talking with State Representative Phil Cavanaugh. Thanks so much for your insight, sir. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you.